Greetings. It is Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you on Saturday, March the 18th, 2017. And it is a soft, calm, peaceful day. It has been an unusual day because I set my alarm for 9 o'clock, and I'm usually up late the night before, and I get up at 9 o'clock, and last night I was just so exhausted, and it was Saturday, and there were no plans, and so I thought, I'm just not going to set my alarm, and I didn't. But I woke up at 9, and I needed to get up and get the dogs out. And then I was so tired, I thought I got just to lay back down for a little bit. And the dogs all snuggled up with me, and we went back to sleep. And I woke up, and I thought, gosh, it must be 11 or 12 o'clock. It felt like it had been a long time. And I looked at the clock, and it was 1:45. I literally slept half the day away. And all I can think is that this last week, when there was so much stress and so much exhaustion, that it all just caught up with me. So I guess I needed it. And while I felt completely discombobulated getting up at that time of day, and I got up and I got the pugs out again and I fed them and made coffee and sat down here in my studio and just felt this sense of, okay, it's a whole new day, meaning a whole new time, and I'm going to see what I can build from here. The work that I can do, the life that I can make. I said yesterday in the podcast, if you asked me what I was anxious about on a regular basis, I would say everything. And that is the way that I seem to have been made because of my childhood, which again I spoke about yesterday, but this sense of living with anxiety is an unconscious, automatic sort of thing, and it is something that has to be broken. And it's something that I will work on with my therapist, Helene, but also in my life, because one of the most difficult things to me, in my mind, about a person who lives with such extreme anxiety is that it doesn't just affect you. It affects those people that you love, those people that are close to you and around you. I don't want to always be telling people that I'm anxious or that I'm having a panic attack, and it's debilitating for me or for the person who might be having it in their life. But what it does to those around you is terrible. It chips away at their sense of peace, and some people just get tired of it and leave your life, and who can blame them? I have been very fortunate lately when I was going through this really, really hard time in that a lot of people rallied around me and were supportive and loving and kind, and I just will never be able to thank them enough and say how much I truly appreciate them. But I am on a mission, a quest to conquer anxiety. I know that having a lifelong battle with anxiety and being almost 63, it's not probably that I will ever be able to erase it from my life completely, but it seems like there have got to be ways that I can manage it a lot better. And that's what Helene and I will be working on in therapy. So the week is past. The medical procedure is past. And it is an overcast gray Saturday. It rained a little earlier. There is some kind of bird outside. You probably can't hear him or her on this podcast, but just been singing up a storm really loud for the last hour or so, and it's so beautiful and so heartening. And there are so many things around us in life all the time that when you are in the pit of anxiety, you don't even see all these beautiful things or hear all these beautiful things. So I'm very grateful to have this day today. And I was just looking at something and I sort of laughing. I wrote in to Facebook a couple of days ago and I said, I guess it's about time for me to take my Christmas tree down. It is here in my studio, and it is an artificial tree that my dear friend Jeffrey bought for me in 2014 after I moved back into my home after it was rebuilt after the fire. And it was not real long before it was the holidays, and I didn't have it in my heart to go out and get a Christmas tree. I just didn't have the energy. I was so depressed. And Jeffrey brought me this 4-foot tree. It's the kind of tree that you just plug in and it lights up. And he bought the most charming little ornaments for the tree that look like old-fashioned ornaments, and a gorgeous angel for the top. She lights up separately, and it is just so beautiful. I have not turned the lights on in some time, and I have thought that maybe I was just lazy, and probably that's part of it, but it sort of keeps me company here, and I think it's because it was such an act of love from Jeffrey. It makes me feel loved having it here. But if I don't take it down now, it won't feel special when I bring it out again next Christmas. And it's funny, if you walk out my studio door onto the deck, you take about one step and you make an immediate right into a doorway into my garage. So I just open up one door and carry the tree out and open up the other door and carry it into the garage and sit it there, all decorated up with its ornaments and its angel on the top. And when it gets to the next Christmas, now I just carry it out and plug it in. It's all ready to go. So that's kind of tickles me. But when I wrote that on Facebook, I said, I was, you know, kind of embarrassed because it's the middle of March and my tree has not yet been put away. And the funny thing is, and here's the wabi-sabi nature of it all, there are a lot of us who haven't put away our Christmas things. I can't tell you how many people wrote in and said, I haven't taken my tree down later yet. I mean, and one friend wrote that she had gotten rid of her live Christmas tree but had a aluminum tree with purple lights that she still had lit up, and a number of people said they still have Christmas decorations around their house. So I'm kind of pleased to hear that I'm not the only one having Christmas in March still and needing to put it all away. But that will be one of my goals this weekend, with Noni not here because she's out of town and having a quiet, peaceful weekend. I think it's time to put the tree away. So that is me for today. And I hope wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you're having a beautiful, peaceful, calm Saturday. and weekend, and do something really wonderful for yourself this weekend. I'm sending you so much love.